しゃ、猿を張り付けにしようぜ。
JapanesePod101.com。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
アキヒロです。
Peter here. Sights and Sounds Lesson 3 Queued up for a crepe. ナオミさん、
はい。
What are we talking about today?
My favorite food.
Your favorite?
Yeah, I love this food.
一番好きですか？
一番、まあまあ、甘いものが好きです。
So you like sweet things?
Yes.
アキヒロさん、 how about you?
Me tooActually, I love sweet food.
Yeah, me too. I really like sweet foods. And Japan has... Well, Japanese sweets are an acquired sweet tooth. Some of them are really sweet, but today we're talking about crepes.
Yeah.
And I know I'm butchering this pronunciation. Anybody know how to pronounce this word? Any French students?
I don't speak French.
Me neither.
Yeah, same here. So...Don't worry, one of our French listeners will help us out with this pronunciation. Okay, with that said, Naomi-san.
Hi.
Today's conversation takes place where?
Harajuku.
Harajuku. Can you tell us something about Harajuku?
Harajuku はすごい、若い人が集まる街ですね。
A place where young people get together.
Right.
Naomi-san, anything to add?
I can't think of any, but when I was in college...I used to work part-time in Harajuku.
Really?
So, yeah.
Doing what?
Working at a cram school.
Cram school?
Yeah.
塾ですね。
塾です。
Ah.
はい。
Akihiro-san?
はい。
What is the politeness level of this conversation?
I think this is really casual.
So what can we determine about the relationship between these two people?
I guess they are really close friends.
Okay.So, you have the setting. You have the politeness level. Let's listen to today's conversation. Here we go.
Oh, crepe 屋だ。
すごくいい匂いだわ。ねえ、クレープ食べない？
いいね。食べよう、食べよう。
何にしようかな。どれどれ。私はバナナチョコ生クリームに決めた。
じゃあ、僕はストロベリーチーズにしようっと。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お、クレープ屋だ。
すごくいい匂いだわ。クレープ食べない？
いいね。食べよう、食べよう。
何にしようかな。どれどれ。私はバナナチョコ生クリームに決めた。
じゃあ、僕はストロベリーチーズにしようっと。
次は英語が入ります。
お。クレープ屋だ。
Hey, there's a crepe shop.
すごくいい匂いだわ。ねえ、クレープ食べない？
It smells delicious. Why don't we eat one?
いいね。食べよう、食べよう。
Good idea. Let's eat some.
何にしようかな。どれどれ。
What flavor should I get? Let's see.
私はバナナチョコ生クリームに決めた。
I'm gonna get banana chocolate with whipped cream.
じゃあ、僕はストロベリーチーズにしようっと。
Then I'll get strawberry cheese.
ナオミさん、今日の会話、どう思いましたか？
クレープ食べない？ I used this phrase a lot.
Really?
Yeah. When I was in college, as I told you, I was working at a school there, so I used this phrase. クレープ食べない？
Would you like to have a crepe?
Now?
No, I was just translating. But me, see, I'm not so crazy about crepes.
Yeah, 今はちょっと too much for me, too.
Yeah,
But yeah, when I was in college, I was still young.
You're still young now.
So, よく食べました。
You eat them often.
はい。
Akihiro-san, how about you and crepes?
私も時々食べます。
You also eat them sometimes.
はい。
Naomi-sensei, can you help us out here? How can we say,、mm. when was the last time、mm. you ate something? You know,、in English, we always say, when was the last time you went there? When was the last time you had that? How can we say that in Japanese? What is the pattern?
最後にいつクレープを食べましたか?
When was the last time you had a crepe?
はい。
And this 最後にいつ stays the same, right?
はい。
And what comes after can change. And that would be, when was the last time you something something?
いつ原宿に行きましたか?
When did you go to Harajuku? That's a standard. When did you go? いつ? And then followed by the verb in the past tense and the question marking particle, か。
もう一つは、最後にいつ原宿に行きましたか?
When was the last time you went to Harajuku? So all we're doing is adding 最後にto the front.
Exactly.
Of the sentence for when did you?
はい。
Yeah, because there are so many times that I want to ask people, when was the last time you went to the United States? When was the last time you did this? And I was like, which pattern to use? Because there are a few. We gave you one.
Hi.
And, but this is a very good pattern. Nice and simple. Nice and clean.
そうですね。
All right. With that said, are we ready for vocab? Akihiro-san, are you ready for vocab?
はい。
心の準備できましたか?
大丈夫です。はい。頑張ります。
All right. Here we go. First we have...
クレープ。
Crepe.
クレープクレープ
Sample sentence please. And this sample sentence Naomi-san already gave us. One more time.
クレープ食べない?
Would you like to grab a crepe? Next we have
クレープ屋
Crepe stand or crepe shop. I am so sorry to all our French listeners. 申し訳ございません Oh, talk about beating a language to death.
すいません。
Then, so, can you break it down and、はい hurry up, get us out of this situation?
はい。クレープ屋。クレープ屋。
Naomi Sensei has amazing pronunciation and intonation. Please really try to listen to her pronunciation because this word actually rises. Can you give it to us one more time, Naomi-san?
はい。クレープ屋クレープ屋
クレープ屋
はい
So it rises on the レ One more time
クレープ屋
クレープ屋 Yeah, this is really good practice And, you know, pitch accent is something we haven't really gotten into But we're going to get into it more and more Especially since Naomi-san is with us Because she really pays attention to this So...Ah, exciting, exciting times here. Next we have...
Nioi.
Smell, scent.
Nioi. Nioi.
Followed by...
Taberu.
To eat.
Taberu. Taberu.
Next we have...
Kimeru.
To decide.
Kimeru. Kimeru.
And this is the intransitive. There's a transitive pair to this word.And which also means to decide. That is?
決まる。
Now, more about this inside the PDF, so check that out. Next we have?
する。
To do.
する。する。
Followed by?
どれどれ?
Let's see.
どれどれ? どれどれ?
Now, help me out here because I don't know this word or phrase, as it may be. What is this? どれどれ? It's an onomatopoeia, right?Consecutive sounds, a word that represents some kind of sound or emotion or something. What is that it? Is it standalone or is there something that this onomatopoeia is usually phrased with that's inferred?
We use this phrase when we see something new, when something catches your eyes, you say, dore dore, and you take a look at the thing.
Really?
Yeah, does it make sense?
Yeah, dore is like dore, which, like which, what?
Yeah, literally translated, yeah.
Ah, so that's where it comes from, which. So it's not an onomatopoeia. Ha ha ha. Interesting. So very casual Japanese and kind of used when the person is looking or searching for the thing the speaker was referring to. Dore dore. So the speaker is speaking about something and then the listener now wants to see it. So the listener is looking but can't find it. Which one?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Got it. So let's see translation. I don't know about that. Kind of which one or which. Next we have?
Boku.
I. Me. Pronoun used by male speakers. Usually, recently females even refer to themselves as this nowadays, but young females.
So desu ne.
So you're a young lady, Naomi.
Naomi-sensei, do you use boku?
I don't use boku. Do you use boku?
Me?
Akiro-san, hi.
Sometimes. Boku toka, ore toka, tabun ryouhou tsukau to omimasu.
Do you use ore?
You use both? When?
So
you use both, kind of depending on the situation
who's there. So
Akihiro uses 私, 僕, and 俺.
Right.
Just depending on the situation. Again, these are what male speakers would use to refer to themselves. And again, depending on present company, this would change. Okay, next we have?
Nama.
Raw, fresh.
Na, ma, nama.
And finally?
Nama cream.
Fresh cream. Okay, let's move on to the conversation. We start off with, Naomi-sensei, you're going to have to be a guy today. So.
Hi. Oh, hi, wakarimashita.
No, no. Wait, right? Natsumi, Natsumi's...
Girl.
All right, you can be Natsumi.
Ah, arigato.
All right, start us off.
Oh. Crepe yada.
Oh, a crepe stand. Oh, a crepe shop. So we start off with the interjection, oh. This is used to express one's surprise. So they're walking down the street, perhaps they were talking about crepes or they both like crepes. And then all of a sudden, crepe stand, crepe shop. Then we have?
Crepe ya.
Crepe stand. Followed by?
Da.
Which is almost identical to the English verb to be. So literally, crepe stand, crepe shop, it is. Now, of course, the word order is reversed in English, so and when we translate to English, it is a crepe stand, or a crepe stand. Followed by?
すごくいい匂いだわ.
What an amazingly good smell.
クレープ食べない?
Do you want to get a crepe? Now, all that was said in these few syllables, so let's go in there and really see what's going on. First, we have?
すごく.
This comes from すごい, which means amazing, but here, it's in its adverbial form. So we use amazingly. Now, sugoi is an e adjective. When it's followed by another e adjective, well, it becomes an adverb. Sugoi becomes an adverb modifying the good. So amazingly followed by?
E.
Good.
Nioi.
Smell.
Da.
It is?
Wa.
Female sentence ending particle. So literally, amazingly good smell it is. Of course, we translate this into English. What an amazingly good smell. Next we have?
クレープ.
Crepe?
食べない.
Won't eat? So literally, crepe won't eat. But here it's the intonation. One more time.
クレープ食べない.
This becomes a question. So, crepe won't you eat? In Japanese, the negative form of a verb is used to invite someone to do something. The negative form of a verb in a question is asked when inviting someone to do something. So literally, shall we have a crepe?
クレープ食べない?
Shall we get a crepe? Shall we have a crepe? Next we have?
いいね.
That's good, or sounds good. Literally the sentence is, it's good. E is good. The ne is adding emphasis. So literally it's just good. But it is good is inferred. It is inferred. So it is good. But when we translate to English, it sounds good, or that sounds like a good idea. Followed by?
食べよう。食べよう.
Which is the plain volitional. 食べよう. The dictionary form of the verb is 食べる. But when we change it to the plain volitional, we have 食べよう. Ru is dropped and we add yo. Naomi-san, can you give us that pronunciation one more time?
食べよう.
Now, dropping the ru here and adding the yo is standard for class 2 verbs. Verbs such as 見る, to see, 食べる, to eat. So if we wanted to say, let's see it. Naomi-san, how do we do it?
見よう.
Let's see it. Then we have?
何にしようかな?
Which should I get, or what should we get? First, we start with?
何?
What, followed by?
に.
So here, this is marking the thing they're going to get, followed by?
しよう.
To do. So literally, what at to do. So which one shall we do? Which one shall we get? Followed by?
かな.
So this is used at the end of sentences when the speaker is wondering, not sure about the decision. So I wonder what one to get. Now in Japanese, にする is used when choosing something. So this is something you're just going to have to put to memory because suru is to do. So literally, at do. Something at do. So it's kind of hard to trigger that in your head. But when going to eat, Naomi-san, what's a common question to ask somebody?
何にする?
What will you get?
Peter-san, 何にする?
What will you get, Peter? 何にしようかな? Ah, I don't know. I wonder what I'll get. This is followed by?
どれどれ?
Which one? Then we have?
私
I, followed by?
わ
Topic marker particle. Then we have?
Banana.
Banana.
Choco.
Chocolate.
Nama.
Fresh.
Cream.
Cream. Banana, chocolate, cream.
Ni.
At that thing?
Kimeta.
Decided. The intonation here is that of a young girl. Kimeta. So, kind of like holding it in there. But the verb itself is kimeru. And the past polite, kimeta, is closer to how it'd be pronounced. Here we have a bit of an eccentric person. Followed by?
じゃあ、僕はストロベリーチーズにしようと。
I'll get a strawberry cheese crepe. So here, the speaker, Akihiro-san, refers to himself with?
僕。
Followed by the topic marking particle?
わ。
Next we have?
ストロベリーチーズ。
Strawberry cheese.
に。
At direction or marking the thing that they're going to get?
しようと。
Shio, again, will do.
お疲れ様です。
お疲れ様です。Long lesson, plus now I want something sweet.
ああ、そうですね。
Akihiro-san, 最後にいつクレープを食べましたか?
そうですね。3週間前に鎌倉に行った時にクレープを食べました。
3 weeks ago when you went to
鎌倉。
鎌倉。
はい。
Ah, very well-known place in Japan.
はい。観光地です。
Ah, yeah. A sightseeing spot. Let's ask Naomi-san. When was the last time she went?
Naomi-san, 最後にクレープを食べたのはいつですか?
今週の月曜日にクレープアイスを食べました。
So this week on Monday, you had a crepe ice cream?
はい。
すごい最近ですね。
That's really recently.
Hi.
I thought you said you gave up. All right, we won't even. But it's okay because you go to the gym.
Hi.
All right, so that's going to do it for today. Good lesson.
じゃあまた。
じゃあまた。
お、クレープ屋だ。
すごくいい匂いだわ。ねえ、クレープ食べない?
いいね。食べよう食べよう。
何にしようかな。どれどれ。私はバナナチョコ生クリームに決めた。
じゃあ僕はストロベリーチーズにしようっと。